Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people break through their resistance to improving their eating habits so that they can finally have more energy, feel better, look better, and improve their overall health. So I am super excited to introduce David Medanski. Now, David is known as the Health Maestro. He's a former divorce attorney and award-winning international best-selling author. He helps people stop losing money on diets because diets are designed to fail. Now, David struggled with his own weight issues until July of 2016, when his doctor told him to lose weight or find a new doctor. David was able to shed 50 pounds, which was almost 25% of his total body weight. And now he loves helping others learn how to eat healthier so they can have more energy, feel better, and improve their overall health without having to order special meals, purchase diet supplements or products, without having to count calories, and without having to follow a specific exercise program. Now, David understands weight gain frustrations, and for anyone struggling to reduce weight or keep it off, he can help. Well, welcome, David. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people finally achieve and maintain their ideal weight through healthy eating without fad diets. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, thank you. Yes, fad is what I call fat and desperate diets, because diets are designed to fail, as you mentioned. And on average, a person will do 156 different diets over their lifetime.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a frightening amount of diets. So, and like I said, I can't wait to hear more about this, and your specific approach. But I'm curious here, top of mind for me is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
What prompted me was my own weight loss journey and understanding the frustrations that people go through in attempting to lose weight. And what I realized after I lost the weight is that if I didn't change my eating habits and lifestyle, the weight would come back. Mm-hmm. 90% of the people who lose weight will gain it all back, and some even more. So that's where the frustration comes in for people. It's like, well, why bother if I'm going to gain it all back?
Right.
So I went back and started rereading books I had from the 1970s, because back then it was my ambition and goal to open a health food store and a fitness center.
Interesting.
Like most of us, life gets in the way, and I had a family and work obligations. And before I knew it, I stopped exercising, started eating fast foods. And like everybody, the weight crept up on me until I went to the doctor in July of 2016 and realized I had a 95% chance for a heart attack. That was my wake-up call.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, that would be a serious wake-up call. And so through your own, I guess, discoveries of what worked for you to really lose and maintain the ideal weight, then you saw the need to really share this methodology with others?
Yes. What I realized, I started rereading the books, as I mentioned, and then I started buying and reading the newer books that were on the market. And at one point, there's over 50,000 books on weight loss diet, nutrition, fitness on Amazon alone. So it's overwhelming to an average person of, well, who or what do you trust to believe? One expert will say one thing, one will say another, and a third will say they're both wrong. And what I found is the newer books have a lot of misinformation and misleading information. A lot of books are written by medical doctors pushing products and supplements, where the older books by Paul and Patricia Bragg, Jack LaLanne, Richard Simmons, and other people basically give you the essence of how to eat healthy and enjoy what you're eating so you can enjoy your lifestyle and improve your overall health.
Yeah, it sounds so logical, right? Yes. But yet it's so hard to do. I mean, fortunately, I haven't had to, you know, be struggling with that type of a situation, but I do know so many people who are really consumed by, you know, trying to figure out what the magic remedy is and what this latest diet will do and that kind of thing. So I can definitely empathize with that sort of mentality, but the way you approach it, it just sounds so perfectly logical that we can just simply make healthier choices with our eating and approach things that way.
Exactly. Unfortunately, food processors are excellent at marketing. So there's a lot of misinformation or misleading information on labels. And people don't always read the label. So they're not sure what they're actually eating.
Yeah.
They think it may be healthy where it's not, or they believe it may help them reduce weight when it actually won't. For example, diet soda, people will always tell me it's zero calories. How does it cause weight gain? And I have to explain to them that it has aspartame, and aspartame has 92 known negative side effects, of which is weight gain. And the reason it causes weight gain is aspartame causes your body to go into starvation mode because you're not given the amount of right fuel with the proper nutrition and nutrients it needs. Also, aspartame increases your cravings for sweetness. So whereas you may give up on the calories in the diet soda, you may be intaking more calories, you know, through your cravings for various other snacks.
Right. Yeah. Boy, that is just one indicator of how marketing has really clouded the reality of what's really going on. So, well, I'm curious here. I know that you had mentioned, I think 2016 is when you started this coaching practice. Is that correct?
That's when I started my weight loss journey.
Okay. When did you start your own coaching practice? And then has your business mission or vision evolved during that
Yes.
time?
I started my coaching business in 2018. I wrote my first book, Discover Your Thinner Self, back in 2017. And then I started the coaching program, and it started out to be a year long, and people wanted to have quicker results. So then I shortened it to 6 months, and it still wasn't fast enough. They wanted quicker results. So I shortened it to 90 days. That wasn't fast enough. So I got it down to 21 days as a jumpstart program. Because people hear on TV and radio, you know, lose 20, 30 pounds guaranteed your first month. And that's unsustainable, nor is it realistic.
Right.
It's not healthy. And the other thing I like to mention is that there's over 71% of the U.S. adult population is overweight, of which 40% are clinically obese. So what that means for your audience is if you're at a social gathering with 10 people, seven of you are overweight and four of you are obese. However, just because you're thin, that does not necessarily translate to you being healthy.
Right. Yeah. Eating healthy doesn't necessarily, isn't only for those that are overweight. You know, it's obviously a very foundational principle. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, have there been any roadblocks or, you know, major challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your coaching practice?
Yes. One of the things I was confronted with initially is I wasn't a medical practitioner or a psychologist or had a degree as a nutritionist. And people are like, well, what's your background? What credentials do you have other than you lost your weight yourself? Being an attorney helps because I was able to do research and filter through what was realistic, what was factual, what was misleading. And once I explained to people, I was able to do that, and that I also went through the journey of losing the weight and the frustration and could relate to them, that was more palatable to them. So I was able to overcome some of those objections that way without, again, being a medical doctor or chiropractor or naturopath or, you know, credentialed health care provider.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because sometimes if people have a certification or a degree, it doesn't necessarily mean that they've been out there and experiencing and have that first person perspective of going through the journey like you have yourself. And so being able to really understand the pains and frustrations and challenges of your ideal client is of huge value. So that's really important.
Exactly. Because, you know, you look at a trainer for some who's maybe 20, 30 years old and extremely fit and never has been overweight. It's hard to relate to that person. You know, they aren't able to relate to, you know, what you're going through, struggling with the food addictions. So that all helps. And the other thing is 60% of nurses are overweight and they're in the healthcare providers. And I appreciate them for what they've done during COVID.
Right.
However, as Robert Kiyosaki says, stop taking advice from people more messed up than you. And I met a doctor on a vacation in Costa Rica who was at least 100 pounds overweight. Mm. And he had told me he had to lose 70 pounds before that just to have a hip replacement.
Oh, gosh.
And he was younger than I was. And he thought I was younger than he was. And he was actually boasting that his average patient is 300 to 350 pounds. And I was like, well, why aren't you helping these people?
Yeah.
And so that's part of the problem with our system is the healthcare is now disease care and the medical system is broken.
There are definitely some different philosophies and approaches out there, but yours is founded in just really originating with the core concepts of choosing healthy eating. And I'm sure you've got a very proven process that helps people stay within those, you know, guidelines without feeling like they have to starve themselves, which is so important. And obviously you're an expert at helping people really learn how to lose weight through healthier eating so that they can live happier lives and feel better and look better. But I'm curious here, David, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, one of my frustrations and challenges is that I tend not to want to charge people for my knowledge and expertise. I tend to want to give it away. Mm. I feel of asking people for money to enroll in the program.
Right. And, you know, I can definitely understand you're certainly not alone. That's a common situation for people that are really compassionate and their focus is on helping people first and foremost. So, but obviously that doesn't sustain you. That doesn't create a sustainable lifestyle for you so that you can choose those healthy foods.
Exactly.
Well, I'd love to provide a little bit of insight around maybe shifting that mindset for you if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it comes down to an interesting concept. And I think you mentioned there's just so much out there available for people at the tip of their fingers through Google, right? Weight loss. And they get what? 500,000 search results to come up, you know, and variety of free things and quick this and do this for, you know, 20 days or, you know, quick. And the fact that it's free, it's easy to access that. And so there's two things that I think might be going on. And when I'm listening to you, and one is because there's just such a wealth of information that is free, whether it's good or not, as you've illuminated, that's the question, because even major food manufacturers, they aren't completely upfront with what's really in their foods and really what's behind the word diet. But if you were to think about the real life impact of a person who, after working with you, is able to, and during working with you, right, they have that accountability, they have something that even if they downloaded a free guide or something like that, they don't have that direct input from an expert like you. And the value of having access to somebody who really does care about their health and wellness versus they're just trying to sell a product or another supplement or another, you know, like we mentioned, fad. And so really understanding and owning the importance of having a mentor or an accountability partner to be there shoulder to shoulder to help them transform some habits, right? Some go-to patterns that where they're using food as maybe an emotional support, or they're going to foods because it's what they've learned to crave. And, you know, making those lifestyle changes through personalized support and guidance, obviously that's really valuable. And it's not just information. They can't get that through a download or anything like that. So owning the fact that if you were to go in, say, a comparable type of a scenario, you could download some guide about, oh, let's say yoga. You know, maybe you could download a guide that talks about the various different positions or breath or that kind of thing. Or you could go into a small yoga class and receive individualized attention over, no, this is how you position, this is where you put your weight, or this is how you hold your shoulders, or I'm seeing neck tension. And so that personalized support is obviously so much more impactful. And that hour that you spent in that situation with a mentor versus downloading and reading a free guide, the outcomes are, you know, monumental, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And so, you know, understanding that that's really the importance of you in addition to the wealth of knowledge that you have. And so struggling with this idea of just wanting to give something away for free versus understanding that there actually is more value when they have that one-on-one experience with you, and the accountability is what's really going to help their transformation. So I know these are things that you probably understand intellectually, but until we really, I think, peel back the layers and lean into the fact that, you know, having somebody not only has the expertise, but has the obvious compassion that you do for their wellness, who's going to be there for them and, you know, support their decision-making and their new lifestyle choices, helps to understand that there is a huge value for that and to stand, you know, more confidently in the fees that you charge.
That makes perfect sense. Maybe instead of saying I'm a coach, I should say I'm an accountability partner or success buddy. Yeah. And that you're paying for my time, and not only the time, but the guidance.
Right.
So like you said, you could read something, it may not apply to your situation, or you may be applying it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Reminds me of someone when I was practicing law, stood up in court and said, an attorney, I've been doing this for 25 years. I've never seen it done that way. And the judge says, well, just because you've been doing it for 25 years doesn't mean you've been doing it right.
Yeah.
And so with the same thing with weight loss, just because you've been attempting different diets all your life doesn't mean you've been doing it the right way.
Yeah.
And so that makes sense where, yeah, I have to give myself more value for my time and my knowledge, and also finding out what's really going on with the person, because everybody has different situations.
Exactly. That's huge. And the fact that people might be on their 10th or 20th or 30th diet, well, that tells you right there that it's not working what they're doing. And so for people to acknowledge that, oh yeah, I've kind of wasted the last 10 years trying to figure out what works for me when I can team up with you for 6 months and get it done.
Exactly. Or all the money they've spent on the different products and the different programs only to fail. And it's not really the person's fault that they failed. It's that the diet failed them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So that is powerful and obviously very valuable. And, you know, speaking of fads and situations where diets might be rampant, we've just been experiencing a huge impact on our lives, the pandemic. And, you know, I'm curious here if this has had any impact on the work that you do.
Well, with COVID, everybody's been in lockdown for a while and starting to open up. Plus, people are working from their homes. Mm-hmm. So they call it the COVID-19 or COVID-15, where people have gained an extra 15 pounds. Actually, I read it's closer to 20 to 30 pounds.
Right.
We're more sedentary. We're not as active. There's people staying in. And so, you know, people are watching more television. They're snacking more. Because mm-hmm. what do you do when you watch TV? You tend to want to do what I call mindless eating. So that's had a big impact. And then people are starting to feel frustrated that they've gained the weight, a little bit embarrassed, and mm-hmm. it's difficult for them to want to admit that they need help.
Right. Yeah. No, I can really understand the value of the work that you do based on the situation. You know, there's been stress, heightened stress, you know, a break in routines that were hopefully including some healthy activities. And yeah, definitely the mindless screen time or movie watching time is perfect for snacking. So yeah, I can see where your expertise and, like you said, you know, being that accountability buddy is really important. So, well, David, how do you work with people who want to finally get past their frustrations around their weight loss and the weight gain and the weight loss and the weight gain, that kind of back and forth ping pong or pendulum situation? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. The first approach is there's no judgment. So I'm not going to look at you and blame you for anything. It is what it is. And we move forward instead of moving past it. And then I take the approach of you're not foregoing or giving up anything. You're not sacrificing anything, because those are negative connotations. Mm-hmm. It's more focusing on the positive, that you're looking forward to eating the fruit, you know, an apple or a pear or whatever you enjoy, as opposed to the snacks. You look forward to enjoying the glass of water as opposed to the soda or diet soda or fruit juices. So I focus on the positives and also find out what you like to eat. If it's healthy for you, keep doing it. If it's not, let's see what we can do to first reduce and then maybe find a substitute so that you can eventually eliminate it. And as time goes on, people start realizing their cravings for those certain items go away.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, that it's not just all of a sudden giving up the foods that they have become, I don't know if it's the right word, it sounds a little too strong, but addicted to, right?
Food is addicting. It is an addiction. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And when people realize that our food is scientifically engineered to be addicting, they actually manufacture it to optimize people's cravings for fat, sugar, salt, and texture. And there's a technical term called the bliss point. And that was the term used by Howard Moskowitz, who actually was hired by the food industry. And he's responsible for creating a lot of the Campbell soups, the Prego sauces, the Dr. Pepper variations and others. So yes, these food manufacturers, all they care about is the bottom line and not about your health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sad, but I'm glad that the work that you do is making such a big difference, because it's all about knowledge, but then knowledge isn't everything. It's about taking those steps and being open to saying, all right, something needs to change. Kind of like with you, when that doctor of yours said, look, either lose weight or find a new doctor. It's like that wake up call where it's like, okay, I guess I need to do something here for real and not just keep, you know, attempting.
Well, exactly. I mean, being in the 95 percentile usually is a good thing, except when it's a death sentence, right. Then it's not so good. And I was fortunate. I have friends that have type 2 diabetes, that had the heart attack, the stroke, and other illnesses that are preventable simply by changing your diet. So I count my blessings that I was able to do that. And that's why I want to help others, so I can share with them what they can do. It's things people will look at me and say, well, that's real simple. It's simple. It's not so easy. Mm-hmm. And anybody tells you it is basically lying to you. And then when they look at how basic it is, it's like, well, yes, I can do that. It's little things like drinking more water, because our bodies are 60% water. So we should drink more water. The United States population, 75% is chronically dehydrated, which correlates with 71% being overweight.
Right.
So drink more water. You know, we all know to eat slower. We all know to reduce our portion sizes. What a lot of people don't realize is our portions have been supersized. In the 1900s, the average size dinner plate was 9 inches in diameter. Today, it's over 12 inches. And in restaurants, it can be 13 to 15 inches. Yet in Europe, it is still 9 inches in diameter. And I used to tell people the number one reason people would overeat was because of stress. And the number one reason people go on vacation is to get away from stress. And what do? Eat and drink.
Eat and drink, right?
Exactly. However, I heard another doctor mention that it's not stress anymore. And I agree with him. It's convenience. It's just easier to go through the drive-through to get a microwavable meal and pop it in the microwave. It's easier to order a pizza, pick up a bucket of fried chicken, or order in, especially now with COVID. More people are able to order their groceries online, have it delivered. They don't even have to leave the house and walk through the grocery store to get it.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it is definitely a trend. And with the, like I said, the expertise and just the simple logical concepts, plus the accountability that you offer, it just makes it so easy for somebody to finally gain back control over their eating and finally, you know, maintain that healthy body and feel better and look great, right? So how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, there's two ways they can reach me. I'll give three ways. The first is through my website, which is thehealthmaestro.com. So that's T-H-E-H-E-L-H-E-A-L-T-H. Maestro is M-A-E-S-T-R-O.com.
Okay.
Thehealthmaestro.com. My cell phone number I'm happy to give out is 602-721-5218. They can send me a text message or call me. And the other way is to send me an email, and that's david@thehealthmaestro.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, easy enough. So, and I'm assuming that you probably have some great information on your website as well that they can just learn more about you and your approach.
Yeah, there's actually, if they go to the website right up front, there's a free download for Common Sense Secrets to Healthy Weight Loss.
Oh, perfect. Common Sense Secrets to Healthy Weight Loss.
Yes. And then if they send me an email, there's a new one coming out soon, and it is called 5 Mindset Tips for Healthy Weight Loss.
Okay. So that is on the printing press, as we say.
Yes. And it's downloadable and it's free.
Okay.
So there's no obligation.
5 Mindset Secrets. Is that what you said?
Tips. 5 tips. Mindset Tips.
Tips. Okay. And the other is Common Sense Secrets.
Secrets.
Okay, perfect. All right, David. Well, thank you for creating those great resources and offering those for free. So that is off of your website, thehealthmaestro.com. So the health, I think we all got that spelling, and maestro, M-A-E-S-T-R-O, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thehealthmaestro.com. And your phone, 602-721-5218.
Yes.
Or email david@thehealthmaestro.com. All right. Well, thank you for providing those points of access. And, you know, David, it's just been so great just listening to your expert opinions and advice and just learning about our perceptions around weight and food and that kind of thing. I'm curious if I could tap on your expertise just one last time here during our conversation. In looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
The best advice I can give them is be tenacious and persistent. And the advice I got from Sandra Yancey was what she got from her mother, which was, how do you know you're not stopping 5 minutes before the miracle happens?
Hmm.
Or, you know, the book 3 Feet from Gold that describes, you know, stopping short when you're right there of breaking through. And so I would encourage, you know, entrepreneurs and people in business to keep pushing through and keep looking for ways to serve their ideal client.
Right. That is really sound advice. I just love that because, you know, we get these ideas and inspiration, right? And we see the vision, we see how we can make a difference. We align that with our core zone of genius, as I call it. And then the part about building a business kind of muddles things. So I love your advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, just be tenacious and persistent. And you just never know how close you really are unless you just keep going. So perfect. Well, thank you for sharing that, David. Very powerful. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your own personal weight struggles and, you know, finding yourself off the path of healthiness. And finally, you know, figuring out what that really is about to gain control over weight loss, weight gain, that back and forth, and really dial in what is at the essence, what's at the core of healthy weight loss and maintaining a healthy body, and to the impactful work that you're now doing, helping others learn how to eat healthier so that they can have more energy, feel better, and improve their overall health without having to, you know, go through that whole rigmarole of special meals, special diet supplements, you know, special products, all that, or counting calories, or like you said, no sacrificing, all that. They just really make those healthy choices and come from a place of simple yet logical choices that really do need that accountability partner. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you so much, Wendy, for having me. I really appreciate it very much.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach David Medansky through his website, thehealthmaestro.com, or reach out to him through his cell phone, 602-721-5218, or shoot him an email, david@thehealthmaestro.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with David Medansky. And as always, here's to your success.